Yellow?
Quick, who has the best Veterans Day deals on appliances?
Home Warehouse.
Oh.
Consider this your wake-up call.
It's the Sears Red Tag event. This Friday and Saturday, get 20 to 50% off Red Tag items. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus get up to 15% off all other brands.
So what did I win?
Knowledge, my friend. Knowledge.
Think you know where to go? Think again. Sears, number one in home appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 25%. Other brands from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 11-11 through 11-12.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirmy. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
For WLEW News, I'm Jason Scott. A new version of legislation to require schools to adapt anti-bullying policies has been approved by the Michigan House. The bill approved Thursday by an 88-18 vote doesn't include a dispute clause contained in a Senate version of the bill that critics say would allow religious-based verbal harassment. The omission of that clause won the House bill broader support. State Representative Margaret O'Brien of Portage said the measure came about because of requests from constituents.
Parents from all over the state came to us and said enough wasn't being done. So we passed this legislation to say no child should be bullied, ever.
Some lawmakers say the House bill still isn't detailed or tough enough to be effective. Representative Bob Genteski of Sagatok said the bill simply amounts to another unfunded mandate for schools.
Disappointed in House Bill 4163. It really will do nothing to curb bullying. It does amount to an unfunded mandate on our school districts, and most legislators in this chamber took a vow to fight unfunded mandates.
The House bill advances to the Senate. Both chambers would have to agree on the same version of the same bill before it could be sent to Governor Rick Snyder. Michigan is only one of a few states without a state law requiring anti-bullying policies in school. Approval was given to holding four snowmobile races this winter by the Elkton Village Council at Tuesday's regular meeting. The Elkton Chamber of Commerce was given approval pending completion of their special event applications and providing proof of insurance. The events would be held at the Motoplex at Ackerman Park on January 7th and 23rd and in February on the 4th and the 18th. The Elkton Village Council also met in special session Thursday and approved work on a water main in town. The council decided to replace a 4-inch water main with an 8-inch line on North Main Street near the old school. The line would run across the street. It would complete other recent water main work projects in the town. The North Huron schools will be participating in 8-man football next fall following action Wednesday night at the school board's regular meeting. Superintendent Martin Prod said the board hoped it will allow for old rivalries to rekindle as many of the school's former opponents have moved to 8-man league. In other action, the board approved the superintendent's evaluation in which he received 4.5 out of a possible 5. The board approved the resignation of Carl Radder as a bus driver after 9 years with the district and hired a number of coaches, including Grant Champagne as boys varsity basketball coach and Chad Knobloch of the girls' varsity basketball coach, and Bob Korleski as the girls' JV coach. The district will continue with its technology plan and discussed a senior trip to Michigan's Adventure Amusement Park near Muskegon as the senior class exceeded proficiency levels on standardized tests. 11 Republican candidates are on the ballot so far for Michigan's February 28th presidential primary. The Michigan Department of State released the list today. President Barack Obama is the only Democrat. Democrat activists plan to nominate their favorite at May 5th party caucus, not through a primary election. The chairman of the state Democratic and Republican parties have until Tuesday to add the names of other candidates to the list, and candidates have until December 9th to remove their names. The GOP list includes Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, Ron Paul, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, and Rick Santorum. All eight participated in the Southeast Michigan debate Wednesday night. Others on the GOP list are Gary Johnson, Greg Kroger, and Buddy Romer. It was a rare occasion in Washington when all members of the U.S. Senate can agree on anything. But on Thursday, just before Veterans Day, the U.S. Senate emphatically passed a bill to help unemployed veterans and government contractors That includes the first small slivers of President Barack Obama's jobs agenda that he is likely to sign into law. The bill was co-sponsored by U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow in Michigan.
We shouldn't have veterans at the back of any line, but certainly not the unemployment line. And when you look at the numbers and the fact that while we have a national unemployment rate of 9%, our returning men and women from Iraq and Afghanistan have over a 12% unemployment rate, it's just not right.
She went on to say it was truly a bipartisan measure.
Very proud to be a part of this effort that so many people have been involved with. It is bipartisan. It is something that the House and Senate are both committed to. It's the right kind of way we should be operating every day, and certainly focusing on our veterans and giving them the support that they need.
Thursday's 95-0 vote gave lawmakers the opportunity to fly home to holiday events and boast about helping veterans and protecting jobs, but it did little to help close the scorching partisan divide over how to revive the gasping economy, an issue that seems sure to decide next year's presidential and congressional elections. The House is expected to approve the bill resoundingly next week, which would send it to President Barack Obama. Stand by for more news.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect. Everything good would just last and last. Murphy's Law would have never been passed.
Real life isn't like the movies. When something bad happens in the movies, well, watch.
Ah, look out!
All you have to do is rewind it. Too bad it's not like that in real life. In real life, things happen. That's where your independent insurance agent plays a starring role. Your independent agent represents many different companies so they can shop around and get you exactly the coverage you need at the price you want to pay. You'll be ready for whatever life has to offer. Come and talk to your independent agent for life, health, home, or auto. Because in real life, things happen. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance. Because things happen.
Things happen.
And news continued. Hunters now have permission to bait deer in parts of the northern lower peninsula of Michigan. The Michigan Natural Resources Commission voted 4-1 Thursday to lift a baiting ban in southern Iskota County and Presque Island County, although piling food to attract deer for recreational viewing remains prohibited. State Representative Peter Petalia said this is just a first step for the northeastern Michigan.
It's always been the goal to bring tourism back to northeast Michigan. This lifting of the baiting ban is a great first move forward, and I wanted to make sure everybody knows this is just the first move. We're going to have the baiting ban lifted. We're going to conduct a study to see if TB is increasing, decreasing, or stays the same. Next year, I'm going to be back to the drawing board again and seeing if we can get it expanded a little bit further.
The Alpena Republican added that hunting has always been big business for the area.
You know, in the years past, hunting season in northern Michigan brought in more revenue than the 4th of July. And that's huge. I mean, the hunters come up and they spend money. They stay in our hotels. They eat in our restaurants. They shop in our grocery stores. They buy things. They like to come to northern Michigan because it truly is the experience of hunting. Traveling north to go hunting is tradition, and it's a good thing.
Earlier this year, the commission removed the baiting ban for all the lower peninsula except a cluster of northeastern counties where bovine tuberculosis remains a problem. The ban was imposed in 2008 after a deer at a captive farm was diagnosed with chronic wasting disease. No other cases have turned up. Experts say baiting promotes the spread of diseases by causing deer to eat close together. Baiting remains off limits in northern Iskota County and all of Alcona County. Alcona, Alpena, Montmorency, and Escoda counties. Stand by for more news.
All of us at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company give reverence to the brave men and women who have defended and continue to defend this country. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. This Veterans Day, November 11th, we salute all men and women who have served and are still serving in the military. Many of us have sons, daughters, spouses, and classmates in uniform currently serving in Iraq, Afghanistan, and many other places throughout the world, defending our freedoms. You are always on our mind, and we support you every step of the way. It's our wish. Hopefully, we can find a way to bring our soldiers home. Remember, freedom is not free, and it's our soldiers' sacrifice that keeps us strong. If you are a veteran of a prior conflict, Thumb National salutes you, and we thank you for your service in defense of that freedom. In a salute to our veterans and those actively serving, all offices of Thumb